Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Hello, fellow pro wrestling fans. Welcome to the State of Pro Wrestling podcast. Let's kick it off with a song from one of our guests tonight from the Moore Street Movement. Our guest at this 7:45 Central Time, we'll bring him on, wrestler Timothy Theory from the Poconos over there in Pennsylvania. You see him wrestling around the Jersey area. Well, let's check out a song called Give Myself a Chance from the Moore Street Movement.
Nothing changes every day, just the same shit, same game played, same pain with the same bitch. Filled with questions misdirected, great aimless. Wish the shit was different, but I didn't try to change it. Complacent up in the fast lane and loving it until I started losing love ones that I was running with, bugging with. Young and gunning on some other shit. Now it seems that every other week I see a mother's kid stuffed up in a box because it's hard to see the truth. Time and change cases so they start to be loose. Fall a victim to the game and they either win or shoot. Or a victim in your brain drugs to intervene as use. I get so stuck in my head at the present, comes to the past right in front of me. I wonder will I give myself a chance in times in a man that I know that I want to be. The man that I want to be. The man that I want to be. But I give myself a chance to be the man that I want to be. Every time I sit stuck in the same hole, lack of love in the soul, full of rage, lack of control. Deep thoughts in my mind, they don't want to know. Pour into a broken family, producing better souls. Seen a lot of drugs and death as a little kid, burn or a blessing, it really ain't a way to live. Had a small group of friends I could fire this, set up shop and drive in unstable environments. We were all kicking, everything was great. For a house kicks up on everybody's plate. Soon all that turned into jealousy and hate. To the ego, the sky is that greed. To the vibes, it's gonna turn you as clean as people copping off of you. So the competition's got the vision, you can get it too. So they listen up with some shit they even never had. Next day, power cat by his mom and his dad. I get so stuck in my head that the present tries to the past right in front of me. I wonder will I give myself a chance when it turns into the man that I know that I want to be. The man that I want to be. The man that I want to be. Will I give myself a chance to be the man that I want to be? When I got what you
And that last verse right there was a verse from our second guest tonight, Timothy Theory, raps with the group Moore Street Movement. They're out of the Poconos area. Tonight, AEW Rundown. We already got a huge match kicking off right here. Oh, no, that was the replay. Sorry, excuse me, bring it back. Tonight, the AEW Rundown, real quick before we join our first guest, Eric from Time Bomb. We're going to be talking about Time Bomb Pro Wrestling's event this weekend, Here to Stay, and learning a little bit more, getting familiarized with this no-ring deathmatch promotion. But they are much more than just a no-ring deathmatch. A lot of elements of entertainment, just a very different product they put out. Very excited to have Eric on tonight. But yeah, here, AEW, the rundown, really quick. Right now we're seeing Matt Sydal taking on Kenny Omega in a match with some implications here. If Sydal wins, he will get a shot at that AEW championship. If he loses, you got to assume that he will not earn a championship, but a match. But, yeah, also tonight on AEW, John Silver to challenge Darby Allin for the TNT Championship. We got Sean Spears in the FTR, dubbed the Pinnacle by MJF, this new group that they formed, taking on the Varsity Blondes, consisting of Brian Pillman Jr., Griff Garrison, and teaming up with them tonight, one half of Top Flight, Dante Martin. So great to see him in action. Top-notch competition, six-man tag right there. Very cool. And then we also got Nyla Rose versus Tay Conti. Great heel versus face matchup there. And then another six-man, Bucks and Cutler taking on Penta, Phoenix, and Laredo. You know, a couple six-man matches. But, yeah, a couple barn burners. Definitely looking forward to those. And Hangman taking on Cesar Bononi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And the newcomer, big looking dude, should be a great hot fight, as JR used to call it. And Tony Schiavone interviews Britt Baker after last week's match. Amazing. The blood, the hardcore women fighting the hardcore style, just tearing it off, stealing the show. Everybody was talking about it. So looking forward to that interview tonight. Tony Schiavone sits down or steps in the ring with Britt Baker. And then NXT tonight, let's see what NXT has real quick before we bring our first guest on. But yeah, NXT, we've got Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart versus Aaliyah and Mercedes Martinez putting up the NXT women's tag titles. The NXT UK champion Walter in action. Amazing seeing him show up in NXT. What a shocking moment that was. So definitely amazing the possibilities as we move towards WrestleMania weekend. What will that NXT show shape up to be like? Already a pretty amazing card. Let's see what else tonight. But, yeah, tonight Walter taking on Drake Maverick. That should be an interesting matchup. NXT UK Cruiserweight Champion Jordan Devlin versus Kushida in a non-title match. LA Knight is back versus Bronson Reed. I don't think we got enough Chris Farley references out of the fat guy in a little coat tearing up LA Knight's coat last week. And then Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, okay, nice. Taking on Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. Karrion Kross versus Oney Larkin. And William Regal announces consequences for Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. And then Regal will also address the vacated NXT tag title situation. So a couple action-packed shows tonight. We already got the women's tag team match. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark versus Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez going on right now to kick off. AEW kicking it off. Hot start with Omega versus Sydal in that. Here's sign on here and hoping to bring our first guest on. It will be Eric from Time Bomb Pro Wrestling. Very excited to talk to him. Very appreciative to get the opportunity to do backstage interviews. My first time stepping in. Been a lot of years doing the shoot interviews, so very excited to have the opportunity to pursue that dream and have a chance to get out there and see what I'm made of. But yeah, let's bring him on here. Our first guest of the night, Eric from Time Bomb Pro Wrestling. Eric, how you doing tonight?
Hey, man. Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, coming through good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, man, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, appreciate it. This Sunday, we got a very special event going on here to stay, 7 p.m., streaming live on you guys' Time Bomb Pro YouTube channel. Can you tell us more about that event?
Yeah, so Here to Stay is our second live stream, no fan kind of, I don't know, event, I guess is the right word. But, yeah, we just feel right now it's probably best for us to do closed set shows. So we're doing shows live from the prestigious Time Bomb Dojo. So, yeah, it's going to be this Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time on our Time Bomb Pro YouTube. So got a lot of good matches on there. I'm sure we'll get into that. But, yeah, it should be a really good show.
Awesome, man. Very excited about that. Good thing you guys are keeping safe, too. I mean, everybody's trying to do what they can. I know shows have slowed down around the Minnesota area this past year and for quite a few of the territories out there. But very cool that you guys have brought this. And what made you want to start Time Bomb Pro Wrestling?
So I used to do, like, hardcore punk shows a lot. You can probably guess that from, like, the bands that I had playing at my shows and stuff. But I used to book those shows a lot. And I would see, like, the no-ring matches from Casanova Valentine in Brooklyn, New York. And I kind of looked at that and was just like, oh, well, that's something I could do pretty easily. Like being able to book hardcore shows is pretty similar to doing the no-ring wrestling shows. So it kind of came pretty easy to me. But I just saw those videos and kind of realized that it's something I could do. And it spawned into what it is now.
Awesome. And when did you get started?
So we did our first show in October. Yeah, it was October of 2018 was our first show. So we're creeping up on 3 years now.
Awesome, man. I remember seeing that, those original flyers, no ring, no rules. And, yeah, it did have that hardcore, like, do-it-yourself. It was like, wow, I was just really intrigued to find out more. And, you know, going to my first show last January was very cool. Very cool how you put together the live shows when fans were able to attend, you know, mixing it up with the bands. Seemed like everybody, it was just a great atmosphere. Everybody really had a good time.
100%. Like, I think that the crowds are kind of similar, so it really works out to have something that will bring non-wrestling fans in and then something that will bring wrestling fans in, so you kind of get a nice little mix of both of them.
Yeah, I think you do a great job. Beyond the no-ring death match, I think you really do bring a variety of wrestling. It's not just the same old thing every match. You know, I think that's one of the great things Time Bomb brings.
Definitely. You know. Like, I feel like if you do more than, like, two death matches on a show, it does kind of desensitize you to everything. So I really think it's important to kind of keep the violence down until the death match of the show, whether it be the main event or the co-main event or anything like that, because you almost can't top that when you get to it. So it's like if you're opening the show with a death match, you're kind of screwing yourself from the start there, if that makes sense.
Certainly, certainly. I remember, my first death match show experience that last January. And by the time it was main event, you know, the champion, Orrin Vyte versus Ricky Noren, I'm just absolutely blown away by the level of where they took it. And Orrin Vyte has been the one and only Time Bomb Pro Wrestling Champion. Is that right?
Yeah, so he's well over 500 days now. He won it in October of 2019. So he hasn't got a bunch of defenses in, but he's got about, I think this will be his sixth title defense, if I'm not mistaken. So he's definitely put in some work. COVID definitely stopped that a little bit. But, yeah, 500-plus days is definitely impressive for an inaugural title run.
Certainly, certainly. It's been rough with COVID shutting things down, slowing everything down. But, yeah, just an impressive list of the people that Orrin's going up against. Even just in general, his travels and his experience, very excited to interview him this weekend and get more of his story. Should we run down the card real quick?
Yeah, man. Do you want to go through it or should I go through it?
Go for it. I'll follow your lead.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll kind of go in, we'll go from top to bottom. So the main event of the show, the big selling point of it is, as we were just talking about, the Wizard King Orrin Vyte, who is the Time Bomb Pro Champion, 500-plus days. He has brought a lot of prestige to that belt, if I do say so, in some of the most brutal matches I've ever seen. So he is going to defend it against the Bone Collector, Dominic Guarini, in a straight-up wrestling match. Those who watched the last live stream, Dom took pretty quick care of Manders. Took him out in about 4 minutes, so he took some brutal elbows to the head and just ended it right then and there. So he's not playing around, but for some reason he thinks that Orrin can't wrestle a straight-up match. So we're going to see what Orrin Vyte is made of. And I'm trying to be unbiased, but I really think Orrin's going to knock it out and show that he's the best of the best because he truly is, in my opinion. And then we got the return of the Carver of Cutter's Alley. He definitely made an impression at the last show. He literally hung someone from the pipes of the Time Bomb Dojo. So he's something. He's a specimen for sure. So I'm a little nervous to see what he does next. But, you know, a boiler room kind of room like that, you know, you're always going to have somebody like the Carver lurking around. And then we have the one death match of the show, which is Damon Spriggle, who is kind of trying to make a name for himself in Time Bomb. You know, he's still pretty new to the deathmatch scene. He's new to the wrestling scene in general, but he's really trying to make a name for himself in the deathmatch scene. And he's getting his debut in GCW soon, so it's really cool to see him succeed in what he's doing. But it's also cool to give him shots here in Time Bomb Pro, because I'd like to think that we're making him into the star that I think he'll be eventually. So he's going to be up against Matthew Justice. So it's going to be an absolutely insane match. Anybody that has seen a Matthew Justice match knows what they're in store for. Dude does not a F about his entire body. So should be awesome to see what they do. So, and then, the opening match, we have Blair Onyx versus Devon Monroe. Devon is a mainstay in the Minnesota indie scene. Everyone knows him, and I'm very excited for Blair to make her Time Bomb Pro debut. Should be really cool to see that match and see what they can do in such a unique environment. But yeah, that's the card. We've got four matches for that card.
Awesome. Very excited, and that is Time Bomb Pro Wrestling presents Here to Stay this Sunday, 7 p.m. Central, streaming live on the Time Bomb Pro YouTube channel. Very excited. You said this was your guys' second stream. What's it been like kind of stepping into the video realm of capturing that live video and presenting that?
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, before it was kind of like a secondary thing where we weren't really too worried about the video aspect of it, more the live aspect. But obviously with COVID, we're kind of more we don't really want to have fans in attendance, so we're just going to go ahead with the video aspect of it and let people watch it from home and hopefully be back in a few months. So it's really cool to kind of dive into that world. And then hopefully when we come back, we can live stream the shows that the fans are at as well and kind of combine those and really do a whole production and everything. So it's definitely a learning experience. I'm glad it kind of forced my hand into learning the more production side of everything. So I think it's going to pay off.
Interesting aspect. Yeah, yeah, I love how you guys presented the Carver match, especially. This was like this old, and it's a really horror flick feel there in the Time Bomb Dojo as well. Just as a whole.
Oh, absolutely.
The feel of the whole show made me really wanted to try to be a part of this great, great product. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do these post-fight interviews and such. Just an opportunity to get a toe in the door or whatever. But can you tell fans about plans moving forward or what's going on, or everything's kind of up in the air with COVID regulations yet?
Yeah, I can tell you about as much as I know right now. We're working on coming back to shows with fans. We're not exactly sure what it's going to be like yet, just because of social distancing and all that. So that's kind of a work in progress, but I can say that we're hoping to be back around late May. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully we'll have some sort of announcement soon, but hoping for late May, and we'll kind of slowly make it our way back to what we used to be doing, running like bi-monthly and stuff. So hopefully we can get back to that, but definitely keep an eye out because I'll have an announcement out for that soon.
Awesome, awesome. And what's been some of your best memories so far putting on these live shows for the fans up there in the Fargo and Grand Forks area?
I would say probably bringing in guys like Matt Tremont, like some of the like biggest names in deathmatch wrestling. I think Matt Tremont is probably the best one, just because him and Orin, the match they had was just like, there was like a magic in the room that you felt like people had never seen something that insane before. So it was really cool to see people react to such a like brutal death match. And, you know, like the one you saw with Ricky, that was that was another level. So it's really cool to see guys like really, really get into it and just destroy themselves and watch the crowd lose their minds to that. That's probably my favorite thing. But also the Effie Twink Gauntlet is something I'm extremely proud of. That match we came up with on our own, and Effie kind of rode with it, and now it's the giant monster he's turned it into. He's doing it on WrestleMania weekend shows and stuff. So it's really cool to see that match. It had a great payoff and people loved it. And I was hoping to do one again, but we probably will leave that to Effie and his big show that he's doing. But yeah, it's really cool to watch stuff like that. 'Cause you know, no ring kind of limits you, but it is cool to see what we can do with no ring that's not a death match. So I think there's a lot of options that you can do that aren't just guys hitting each other with glass.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool to hear that creative aspect of it. See, you know, to put, take them outside of the ring and everything and to see what they could come up with. Very cool. You brought up Effie. Very impressive list of wrestlers that you brought in and booked. I think a lot of people say, oh, it's just this deathmatch company, but it's been just amazing. Like you said, Manders was in there, and Manders is no pushover. He's well-traveled, you know, one of the most solid wrestlers out there right now. Very cool to see him step in there. Who's some other people you brought in? You said Matt Tremont.
Yeah, so we brought in, like, Matt Tremont, Matthew Justice. One I'm really proud of is Kiku Taro. I'm a huge fan of his work in Japan from the early 2000s and stuff like that. So that was really cool to bring in him in. I hope to bring him back soon. Just like Kiku Taro, we had Colt Cabana in. So it was Colt Cabana versus Kiku Taro. That was a great match. Yeah. So we brought some cool names in. I'm really proud to have said that I booked Top Flight as I'm watching AEW right now. It's really cool to see them kind of flourish and turn into what they are now. It's really cool to say that, oh, I booked Darius versus Dante on a show. So that's really cool. I'm almost more proud of that than anything to see like local kids flourish and become something.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely one of the reasons we're here is to share all those feel good stories, to see Top Flight, one of those feel good stories. You know, these guys, they had the huge heart for wrestling and stuck with it and taking it to where they've taken it so far. You know, when we first got started, one of the first people we interviewed was Arya Daivari, and you know, seeing him all the years he put in and talking like he wrestled every match like he was on TV, and seeing him get to accomplish that dream is very, very inspiring for everybody to kind of chase whatever your passion is. I think that's one of the cool things you bring to it. I think everybody kind of sees this creative passion that you bring, and I've had a lot of fun at the shows, like you said. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I totally get what you're saying. It's something that's important to me because I don't want it to feel just like violence for the sake of violence. Like, I do want it to feel like an artistic expression, and that's not to, like, be some art snob about it, but I really do, like, put everything I have into these cards, and I hope that resonates with people and that people are into the diversity on them and the variety, the different matches and everything. I truly hope people see that because it's something I'm definitely passionate about. And if I felt like I needed to just put together cards for the sake of cards, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. Man, you brought up Colt and Kiku Taro. Huge fan of both those guys and the comedy style. I really enjoyed Colt's DVD, that Funny as Money, where he featured him, and even Kiku Taro's story, that one line really hit me, you know, where he said a lot of people where he come from, you know, victims of suicide, and he's just trying to go out and make people laugh and whatnot. You have any fun stories of Kiku Taro, Colt?
Yeah, especially with Kiku Taro. So that show we did was in October, and I was not expecting us to get a blizzard, but the Midwest is going to Midwest, and we got about close to a foot of snow that day. So I had to drive Kiku Taro from Grand Forks to Fargo, which is usually an hour drive, but it took us about 3 hours to get to Fargo. But just watching him react to like 12 inches of snow and like seeing like semi-trailers in the ditch and stuff was pretty entertaining. But before we hit the road, we stopped at McDonald's, And I looked at Kiku. I was like, oh, I got you. No worries. I kind of like saw his eyes light up. I was like, oh, no, what's this guy going to do? And he proceeded to order about $30 worth of McDonald's. And I was genuinely impressed at how much that man could eat. He's a treat to have around, though. I love him to death and hope to have him back at another show.
Awesome, awesome, man. Yeah, yeah, great personality. I love seeing his social media journeys and stuff and everything he goes through, all his interactions and everything. Just such a classic comedy character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always puts a smile on my face. There's this guy at work, man. This guy I work with, and he looks like Grado, and every time I see him, just makes me laugh. So I love those aspects that they bring. Eric, any last words about this Sunday's event?
I just hope that people tune in and enjoy it. It's a very strange presentation. I'll be the first to say it, but you know, we're trying to tweak things a little bit, make it a little bit more enjoyable, not so snuff filmy. You know, that aspect's always going to be there, but we're trying to make it a little better. So I hope people enjoy it. I hope people see the cool in it and not just the like, oh, this is a really weird presentation. So I hope people tune in. I hope people enjoy it. Subscribe to us, Time Bomb Pro Wrestling on YouTube, at Time Bomb Pro on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. So, that's really all I got to say. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Awesome, man. It's been great. Here right now, live on AEW, you got Tony Schiavone out there interviewing Britt Baker. What do you think about the hardcore, the blood and the violence that they brought to and the death match? That they brought to the mainstream here via AEW?
I think it's fantastic. I thought the match last week was great. I was watching it with my jaw dropped. I wasn't really expecting too much from that match, but Britt just absolutely knocked it out of the park. I think it's really cool that somebody is bringing deathmatch, hardcore, or bloody style kind of to the mainstream, I guess you would say. The Explosion match, not so much, but that match last week was just... It was amazing. It was awesome to see. So I'm really glad that they have the guts to do that kind of stuff. And it's cool to see it on TV because it can only help us, the little guys on that scene. So
awesome, awesome, man. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Eric from Time Bomb Pro Wrestling. I hope you fans can tune in this Sunday, 7 p.m. Central on the Time Bomb Pro YouTube channel. Streaming live, here to stay. The main event, the Wizard King, Orrin Vyte, the Time Bomb Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, taking on the Bone Collector, Dominic Guarini. A straight-up wrestling match. I'm very excited to see this. Very interesting stipulation coming into it. Thank you, Eric. Hope you have a great night. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you. You as well. See you this weekend.
All right, fans, I want to thank you guys tuning in. That was Eric from Time Bomb Pro Wrestling. But, yeah, thanks for tuning in here to the State of Pro Wrestling podcast. We're going to jump into one more jam here real quick from the Moore Street Movement, a song called Plague. I was feeling this one earlier to relate to it. It was great going out the 2 weeks out east when WrestleMania was out in New York. Eric had brought up Casanova Valentine. I was really lucky to have the chance to go to his show, No Ring, at this bar as well. It was kind of, I guess that was my first experience, but it didn't really get too hardcore or anything. It was almost like some bar brawl / wrestling. It was very cool, though, seeing Airwolf, Super Thunder Frog, Eric Cannon in action. Still got that image of Eric Cannon standing on the bar with a bottle of Jameson, just a classic image, man. But, adventure out there, out east, on my way back, we came across the Pocono Mountains. I went and stayed up in the Pocono Mountains. One of my friends that I grew up with lives out there. And right before I came back, I was looking up local area shows, and we came across ECPW, which was running a show in one of the buildings that I had seen one of the shows WrestleMania week. And after the show, know, just kind of hung out and helped tear down the ring and whatnot. And they talked to the guy running the sound, and no shit, he was from the Pocono Mountains out in Pennsylvania as well. And wrestler Timothy Theory, a fellow Juggalo as well, maybe the most successful Juggalo I've ever met. He does wrestling, he does music, works at a wonderful theater out there as well. He's opened up for Snoop Dogg, Bone Thugs. The list goes on and on. Yeah, amazing talents in the ring. He's really gotten himself into an amazing shape here with some P90X these past couple of years. Because he was a bigger guy, kind of like me, but he still moved real great. But now just to see him move, he's excelled out there in ECPW. Was amazing, man. He, a couple nights after that show, took me to the training facility, and we got to sit down with Gino and interview him about their wrestling school out there. So amazing, that 2 weeks out east, 2019. God, what did we get? 19 interviews in those 14 days, I believe. But, yeah, just an amazing experience. Got to visit a couple of schools. But excited to bring Timothy Theory back on tonight, see what he's been up to, see what that Pennsylvania and New Jersey scene's been like. But, yeah, let's get into it. The Moore Street Movement, Plague. We'll be back here in a couple minutes.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why am I the way I am? Cry, 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 I love you, but you do not stand a chance. Oh no, you are not safe in here, cause everything I touch, I break. It's safe to stay clear, I am the fucking plague. Oh, it's answering from demons and the people that I love the most. Doing drugs and suffering, it's such a struggle just to cope. Just approaching me, you probably easily with something broke. Not quite a social path, but I am something close. From whatever damage chances, every chance I get, try to run from me and leave, but where I know I am again. Can't pretend I wasn't given chances, I was handed them, but I ain't really one, so I squandered and dismantled them. Damaged friends have turned strangers into victims. Strangling myself with pain, hatred, and addiction. Racing in the system, I was angry as it's getting, till my thoughts turned to bars and my brain became a prison. Hated living, so dying I was working to. Hurting you, cause if I'm hurting, you need to be hurting too. Hurtful dude, I'll say for certain I am worse than you. Screaming, I don't give a fuck, statement I can surely prove. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why am I the way I am? Cry, 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 I love you, but you do not stand a chance. Oh no, you are not safe in here, cause everything I touch, I break. It's safe to stay clear, I am the fucking day. Oh, yeah. Myself, I'll be battling my friends. Every day is just a battle, no, the struggle never ends. From the home to the streets, long gone is a peace. Like the playground may persist and not want to set the heat. No, we coming with that heat, but then where are we going to bury him? Pleading for mercy, you know that I ain't hearing him. Early that malaria causing that hysteria. Take news and make a few, say that there's a marriage. Call that side of fire, so quiet, you know we got it. Plus the flow is too tight, say that's why you lost it. So as we rock it, it's don't pay the cost it. Don't you ever lose the flag until you got sick. Everybody's scared of him, judging everything he does. Cause it ain't a problem, I'm robbing just to get a buzz. Living in this hell, with no help, might as well, because everyone can tell it's just a show of who we thought he was. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why am I the way I am? Cry, 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 cry. I love you, but you do not stand a chance. Oh no, you are not safe in here, cause everything I touch, I break. It's safe to stay clear, I am the fucking babe. Oh, yeah. I follow my emotions so nobody gets a dose of me. Riding my the way I am, chucking out the souls of me. Just praying in this bitch, doesn't seem to get you close to me. Been a devil's child since you pulled me out the over me. Stars fade, my heart bangs, no one lives just over me. So don't you get too close to me, I'm kind of like some dosha beats. I come and go, I'm in and out, faster than a notary. And nothing never worries me unless you try exposing me. Messing with a mastermind can never find a peace in time. Everybody's famous, I'm just trying to find a place to hide. This is me, falling back, somewhere in the fucking sky. Demon when I'm sober, but an angel when I'm fucking high. I meant it when I said it, and I'm here to feed you fucking lies. And everyone around me's been in jail about a couple times. I'm on a rage, you should've never let me out the cage. Why am I the way I am? I guess I'm just a play, bitch. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why am I the way I am? Cry, 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 cry. I love you, but you do not stand a chance. Oh, no, you are not safe in here, cause everything I touch, I breathe. It's safe to stay
past. It's been after me, my life has been a tragedy. I never loved somebody, I ain't turning to a casualty. There's inside of me, I'm battling demons. You try to rap for me, you're broken by the time you're leaving. I'm screaming sorry, but it's hard for you to feel it. Now the closer that you got to me, the more you started breaking down. Now you're leaving, but a piece of you was missing. When I said that it would happen, you probably should have listened. Narcissistic, often it's a burden, bridges down, I'm lying to myself. Let's try again, I think I'm better now. I figured out that I'm the problem, institution, institutions in my future, I've been getting used to losing. Using drugs to try to cope with all the pain, and dragging everybody down with me. I guess I'm just a play.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why am I the way I am? I cry, 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 I love you, but you do not stand a chance. Oh no, you are not safe in here. Cause everything I touch, I'll bury it. It's safe to stay clear. I am a fucking
day. Oh, yeah. I know you hurt to see the pain I created. It's like an apathetic tapestry. A picture of pain and I made it. I'm living hell. I killed the world for you to carry on. I'm around the cow. I offer you the shoulder that you're crying on. Then I'm gone again. I leave you feeling broken with the hope you form a jack of misery. You never know when I'm showing up. Or you'll never see my face again. The cycle is depression and I never let it in.
Whoa. That was more street movement with the plague. Definitely ever been down and out, and I know I can relate with that. But definitely be at a spot where I'm at now. Appreciate that growth, how far I've come. Where do we get these sources? They said it was going to be Dante. Right. So lost in all the action. Yes, it is. Dante. Dante Martin, one half of Top Flight, teaming with the Varsity Blondes, Brian Pillman Jr., Griff Garrison, and taking on Sean Spears and FTR. Let's just let's do a little watch-along action here. We got a couple more minutes before our next guest joins us. In comes Brian Pillman Jr. Speaking of that 2 weeks out east trip, before that Murder Mania, we went to MLW. I think that's one of the most fun aspects about Mania Week, with Mania Week coming up, is just that festival type atmosphere where there's stuff going on, you know, from early in the a.m. till all day, all night, till early in the a.m. again, and just it's always just so much wrestling. There's no way, there's no humanly possible way that you could get to all the events, you know, some of them are a couple hours apart in the WrestleMania area. But yeah, I got to see Brian Pillman Jr. there. Great talent. He did a job for us. Great guy. Very cool that they do that stuff. You know, they don't have to do that. I think that's one of the very cool aspects, is just the fan connection between the wrestlers and the fans. It's like this understanding that, hey, we all like this. Oh, dang. Dante Martin, one half of Top Flight right there. Ooh, Griff Garrison, too, man. Another great look. Warrior Wrestling from Chicago area just announced they're coming back this summer with a stadium series, kind of a distanced outdoor wrestling shows. They did it. Amazing match here. FTR, Spears, and MJF, and Wardlow. Just an amazing group. We were just talking about, MJF is the star, but they kind of got to let the mainstream crowd get everybody familiarized with everybody before they really thrust them into that spot. So I understand why they're taking their time. And to see where they're at now with the Pinnacle, kind of the Pinnacle versus Inner Circle rivalry building. It's amazing seeing those images of Wardlow powerbombing Jericho and off the stage, the entrance stage. Great match here tonight. This will be a lot of fun. FTR. Hey, you think of those matches they had back in NXT, those tag team classics there in MLW. I think in that era, or that Hart Foundation with Teddy and Davey Boy Jr. MJF was part of that match, too. Or him taking a Canadian Destroyer off of his shoulders. But yeah, just such a fun, almost a festival type feel, and there's just so much going on. Like
we almost forget some of the moments there. Like that Murder Mania, I remember being there, but they were all sold out, so I had to stand out front and kind of peer through the front bar window. Still got a couple good shots of Airwolf doing the flips off the bar and Eric Cannon, but such a wild scene out there. Such a different feeling there, too. Very cool. Move forward with this, be a part of the time bomb, knowing that he's got the blessing from the guy who kind of started this style. But yeah, our next guest tonight, pro wrestler, rapper. This guy does it all, really. Amazing talent. Pocono, originally from Canada, I believe. Timothy Theory. Very excited to talk to him. But yeah, that 2 weeks out east, one of the memories. I'm really excited to put it out. Just been working on it. So many other projects. But yeah, as a whole, would like to release it as a movie. But yeah, one of the parts is this interview. Or after we go to the show, meet Tim. We go to the training facility and then go kind of chill and hang out with my homie and him. And we go back to this area where he grew up right there, where he first started wrestling and where that dream for him had begun. So it was very, very cool to do that, to kind of go back to some of these roots and to see how far he's taken it and to see how big of a heart this guy's got and how hard of a worker he is. Speaking of good hearts and amazing talents and hard workers, it's great talents. Dante Martin out there tearing it off. Oh, got cut off there. Amazing run. But yeah, it was fun to go out there and see the local scene out there. Wrestlers like Timothy Theory at the top of their game there at ECPW and the other promotions that he wrestles for. And imagining him coming here and wrestling some of the best talent from our territory. And then really thinking, you know, there's people out there in every territory that are like this, that are top-notch, that could be on TV, but that are holding down these territories. Watching our guest from last week, Hotshot Danny Duggan, from the Winnipeg, Canada area. Oh, there it is. Sean Spears gets the pin. Great match. Unfortunate ending, of course. But kind of been enjoying what they're doing here. That opener, man. I got to rewind so I can give my full attention to that. That Kenny Omega versus Matt Sydal. Looks like an amazing bomber. It's amazing what was going on there. Yeah, cool to imagine, you know, no matter where we travel. You know, I was really thinking about going to Tampa this year. There's some local Tampa promotions that we're running shows to. We're looking at covering. And, yeah, very cool. Yeah, we went out to Boston. We got to go to the Belltown Club and meet the Natural, Channing Thomas, interview him. And the prize, Alec Price, through HD3, our connection out there in the New England area. But, yeah, it's amazing to imagine the dream matchups. It's been one of the fun things about being an indie wrestling fan is kind of getting to know, discover these new, different wrestlers. And then the creative freedom, like we were talking about earlier. The creative freedom they have, you never know where these people can take it. One of my favorite wrestlers to tell people about here in the Minnesota area is a character called Wildcat, where he's got these cat tendencies. But everybody loves him, from the shows where I bring my kids to and his family crowd, or whether it's the First Avenue show, First Wrestling, you know, and everybody's slamming some PBRs and enjoying some burlesque. Everybody's chanting, meow, meow. Yeah, it's just such a fun, these different personalities everywhere, every inch of the globe where there's human beings. Yeah, like we brought up Danny Duggan. I mean, they were putting on amazing tours. What did you say? That last one was 36 shows, 36 days across Canada. But, yeah, that documentary they just put on Amazon, they had to change the name legal-wise to get it here in the States and everything. But, yeah, go check out Amazon Prime, Yeah, the Canadian Wrestling's Elite is the name of the documentary. And they bring you out there. Jake the Snake was on that tour with them. Very cool that the indie wrestling shows are able to bring on the legends like that too. And you get to meet your heroes. And a lot of the people are gracious enough to give you an autograph or give you time. They don't have to do that, man. We always appreciate that. Everybody who does an interview or anything with us, we appreciate all that because nobody really has to do anything. It's a lot of heart, a lot of love, a lot of passion for this creative outlet, pro wrestling. MJF, let's see what he has to say. Walter. Talking about Walter there on NXT. You are always on top. The Pinnacle. Last time we saw the team. Interesting. What will become of the Pinnacle? Will they remain this small core? Will they be looking for other group members? Very interesting to see. I like what they've done with the managers. He reminds me of the Attitude Era where everybody kind of had their crew and we could focus on everybody's strengths and minimize their weaknesses. And kicked off the show. NXT, we got Walter versus Drake Maverick tonight. Very interesting matchup. Let's see how speed versus the brute strength. We can see Drake still working out. After everything went down, to see the love and the passion, and see people be able to break through these invisible lines. But it was great to see earlier Christian Cage having a segment. There earlier with Kazarian, and I don't know, from a fan perspective, I think they hyped the Christian thing up, kind of like they hyped the deathmatch explosion thing up a lot. The deathmatch itself was a lot of fun, but the explosion's kind of a letdown, kind of felt like the Christian thing. If they wouldn't have overhyped it, you would have just, I think Stonehenge, I was talking to him about that, if they would have just had him, Christian show up as a surprise, would have been a lot of fun, would have been much more impact than the overhype. I think Jerry Seinfeld had a line about that. If you go out there and say, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, the greatest comedian and one of the greatest of all time, you're already like, fuck this guy, we got a couple swear words, you've been warned. But yeah, I think that overhype. But tonight, seeing him in that segment, it just really made me think about everything that Christian does bring to the table as an entertainer, as a personality, like we were talking earlier with Eric, creative side of it, seeing what him and Edge got to do with that comedy show on the network was a lot of fun. And just seeing him in that speaking segment with Kazarian, you knew, like, Christian's going to bring it, and he's going to, everybody else here, that doesn't have that, mic time or creative experience, that side of the entertainment, They've been great wrestlers and they've been tearing it down where, I think Christian is going to be one of those guys that really helps them get polished and helps inspire people, because when you're, you're working with somebody greater than you or somebody that is has a talent that you want to obtain, and they can kind of school you on it, it pushes you to be greater, that competitive spirit, I think. That makes pro wrestling still that sport, because there's all these different aspects. Each promotion has its different what's important and what's unimportant features. Here, we're going to message our second guest here. See what's up. Yeah, very, very excited to catch up with our second guest. Can't believe it's already been a couple of years, but yeah, with COVID shutting everything down, we were gung-ho to go last year to Tampa Bay, or Tampa, excuse me, And then, of course, shut everything down this year. Had some thoughts about going. There's still the wild card in me, that Johnny wild card. You might dive in and go, but odds are probably just stick around and play it safe with everything going on. I haven't quite got vaccinated or whatever yet. But, yeah, everybody got their stance on it. I know a lot of friends who got WrestleMania tickets, very excited for them. Just the feeling to be down there, be there, first WrestleMania, you know, that 2017 going down to Orlando there. Yeah, amazing. Amazing feeling, just something you'll remember forever. No matter, either way, it's just such an iconic classic. Karrion Kross, Oney Larkin match going on NXT right now. Amazing pairing there, the Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux. Oney Larkin, too, great story. Guy doing enough, hanging around, really carving his niche, making, finding a way in this universe. But yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of projects coming together. We were just talking about last week's guest, Hotshot Danny Duggan, and the documentary that finally got cleared. Had to change the name to Canadian Wrestling's Elite. That's the name of his wrestling promotion up there. Just amazing. It was interesting to talk to him, to really think about it. It was like, man, there really is nobody else in North America that's putting on tours like that, you know, outside of WWE, et cetera. You know, there's nobody doing that on an indie level. And you think, oh, Danny could be on TV, could be, you know, he's one of those guys that could legit be on TV. But then you see in the documentary him and Tyler Colton, AJ Sanchez, just amazing characters and personalities all those guys are. Everybody, Tony Kazina. I feel like I'm saying his last name wrong there, but just to see what they brought to these people, you know, that's how brought to the wrestling fans, having Jake the Snake come out there, make a personal appearance, you know, do the photo autograph, meet and greet and whatnot. The feel-good story of indie wrestling, and it's not all terrible. It's not all glory. Everybody knows what we're getting into. You know, nobody's doing this for, you know. I know we're not going to make millions this weekend, but it's okay. We all get to be part of something special and something that's growing, and you never know what that something could become. A lot of these smaller companies has grown. Look at what GCW has done, what they have become brand wise. You know, talk about WrestleMania weekends, like a recognizable brand. The Game Changer Wrestling has done Generations Championship Wrestling, challenging them this year. Come into their home territory there in Tampa. So some great wrestling cards going on. Just amazing. A lot of stuff planned. But, yeah, we're planning on doing a watch-along, like a commentary section. It would be nice to have Danny Duggan, Hotshot Danny Duggan, has agreed to do it. So we're going to set up an event where we could all kind of do a watch-along at a certain time, and we'll all jump on Amazon Prime to watch that Canadian Wrestling's Elite at the same time. And it'd be interesting to see behind the scenes. I was just really impressed with as a documentary of pro wrestling. I think they nailed it and knocked it out. All those guys look like $1 million. It was a lot of fun just telling the story, you know. Seeing that it's not easy seeing a couple of people give up on the tours, you know, because it's not glory and fame, you know, not all the time. Sometimes it's fun, but amazingly well done documentary there. Let's just hang out for a couple more minutes. We've had some issues with pulling guests on in the past. Let's see if we can. Uh-oh. Coming in hot. And it tests out the buttons. I'm still trying to get used to this podcast format. Speaking of that WrestleMania weekend, I'm excited to share some more stories of that weekend with our guest coming up. Rampage Santana, somebody we had on last month as well. But such an interesting personality, young wrestler coming up. A Greg Gagne guy. Been working on an article, looking at getting more press releases out there, trying to get in some of the bigger publications this year, get some more brand awareness. That's why we're here doing the podcast, get more brand awareness and see what's going on. But yeah, an amazing story. If you go back in the archives here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, it's blogtalkradio.com/Open Talk Radio. Go back in our archives. You can see our show with Rampage Santana, where, you know, I knew Greg Gagne was coming into the Academy School of Pro Wrestling, Ken Anderson School there in Minneapolis, but I had no idea the relationship that Greg Gagne had with Rampage Santana. So it was interesting to hear about that. Like, as a fan, above everything else, that's why I'm here. I'm a fan. And to hear these stories live on air, to be a part of that, just fills me with such joy. Have Downtown Petey Brown on that same episode to hear their stories, their travel stories, and just the aspects, the different aspects that everybody does. He does a lot of behind-the-scenes work as well. So it's been cool to hear everybody's story. Eric from Time Bomb, putting together those shows up there, and to see his vision coming together. And like you said, bringing Effie in and letting them come up with what are we going to come up with creatively? Boom. And then also the Twin Gauntlet exists. And the fun, the unexpected, seeing people shine in these situations where creatively they're given a chance to run with it, I think. That's the hopes of AEW. Yeah. Here we go, the Young Bucks. Brandon Cutler. It's been fun. Bought their book. Seen a signed copy at the Barnes & Noble in the area here in Minnesota. So picked up a copy. Just seeing what they've done. You know, with the State of Pro Wrestling, it's kind of been like putting myself through pro wrestling journalism college. I went through some of the old articles about the Elite and just everything the Young Bucks had done. How they'd taken it from New Japan, ROH to... you know, getting the T-shirts into a hot topic and becoming, you know, gaining notoriety, selling so much merch. And then to see, you know, Hot Topic now with all these shirts in here, all the AEW shirts and WWE shirts. Great to see wrestling in that pop culture setting. Able to get those shirts there. Oh. Yeah, it's been fun digging into the Young Bucks book in the part right now. They're talking about their growing up, backyard wrestling, and getting some real training as well, and starting to make their own gear. Very fun. I love that aspect of it. That's one of the things that drew me into wanting to do shoot interviews and everything, was kind of hear those stories. I think that, for me, is just as entertaining as the matches themselves. Or the segments or whatever, the interviews. Another one of the elements I enjoy about this business. All right. If we're having issues here, I'm going to double check. We've had issues in the past. Not everything works. You know, it's a reality. Things go wrong all the time. You just, it's part of life. Yeah, if it falls through this week with Timothy Theory, we'll reschedule, have him on here in the future. Not a big deal here. Run through my messages quick. Maybe he's thinking in another hour. Maybe he's thinking Central. But yeah, a lot of fun this weekend. Here to stay. Coming together. I put together a video promo. If you go Check out our State of Pro Wrestling on Facebook and our YouTube channels. Look up State of Pro Wrestling. Put together a great preview of this weekend's show. Time Bomb Pro Wrestling's here to stay. Some amazing matchups, some amazing characters, storylines moving forward. You know, there's no ring death match. The champion gets challenged to a straight up wrestling match, no weapons. What? Where does that happen? Intrigue, man. But yeah, so much more. The level of talent he's brought in there. Like I said, the last show, Manders against the Bone Collector, Dominic Guarini. Him making quick work of Manders. Jeez, what a statement. And then calling out Orrin Vyte here for this championship match. Very excited for that. Seeing what the Carver did, too. Hanging a man in that Time Bomb dojo. I don't know. Part of me doesn't want to be there at all. Doesn't want to be, you know, the cops come questioning what happened. I don't, you know, I guess I'll lie. You know, you guys can trust me. I'm not going to say anything, but to be a part of this amazing event. And then that opening match, Devon Monroe under Devin. Evan, I always say I'm sorry. Versus Blair Onyx, very intrigued by what they'll bring. And Damon Springle, man, just some statements he's been making. He took on Orrin for the championship, and good God, just the level of brutality, the levels those guys took it to was ridiculous. Definitely some statements been made. I'm excited to see Matthew Justice. Eric was really hyping him up there. Never really heard too much of him, but. Excited. That's part of the fun is going to these shows, seeing wrestlers you've never seen before, and then walking out and becoming fans of them. Oh, we're getting more familiarized with them and becoming fans of them over time. It's very organic. Speaking of very organic, Matt Jackson there, winking at the camera. But, yeah, you see them growing from that to the elite to selling the shirts and all that to, all right, let's do this show. To, all right, let's do this company. And how they've changed the game already, whether you like them or not. They've already changed the pay scale and the free agent market of wrestling. Got more people jobs, got more people on TV, so. For me, I like what they do. I'm gonna keep rooting for them. Love what NXT is doing. Cross versus Balor, that match is inevitable, right? Mania week. All right, we'll give our last guest a couple more minutes before we shut her down here. Yeah, I was trying to switch to 2 hours. Felt like 1 hour wasn't quite enough. So I was aiming for that two-hour mark. Last week, very action-packed show. Very exciting. Next week's show. Can we talk about next week's show? No, we better not. We'll have Duke Cornell coming on. For sure. And we also got. We'll keep the rest secret for now. Hopefully, we'll be back with a segment next week. The masked singer, the masked wrestler, singer segment. Can you fans guess? We'll be giving away a fun prize package if you can guess the masked wrestler, singer. So we'll have some fun with some segments. Make it more than just some blah, blah, blah. This is my overly sensitive critique of pro wrestling podcast. loving it. Had another great night. Been having a lot of fun doing this. Our format's going to change after WrestleMania with NXT moving, so. What we'll do, maybe just add more guests and focus on talking with them. We can still talk the hot topics of what's going on in major pro wrestling. and get people's thoughts on that. It's nice to get Eric's thoughts. Eric from Time Bomb Pro, get his thoughts on kind of the deathmatch or hardcore matches that AEW's been putting on and kind of bringing to the mainstream. So I love that aspect. Let's check our last guest here, Timothy Theory. His group, the Moore Street Movement, a song called Lesson. And we'll wrap this up. State of Pro Wrestling Pod. Wrestler rapper Timothy Theory.
Coming up this Sunday, March 28th, 7 p.m. p.m. on the Time Bomb Pro Wrestling YouTube channel. Time Bomb Pro Wrestling presents Here to Stay. In the main event of that card will be the Time Bomb Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion.
What is this? Kenny Omega comes out there. Clocks Laredo Kid with the AEW Championship. Let's see. Make sure we got enough time for our guests and everything. I was grateful to talk to Eric from Time Bomb. Very excited about this weekend. Here to Stay. No fans show. Still going with restrictions. But you fans can tune in to the live stream, Time Bomb Pro YouTube channel, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Central. The amazing show coming up. Very grateful to be a part of that. Check out that promo we put together, that preview we put together on the Facebook, State of Pro Wrestling. Yes, Kenny Omega. Look at that face. I enjoy what he's been doing. Everybody's got their feelings and their opinions, and that's cool. That's fine, too. Like what you like, man. Love what you love. Oh, Jay Cargill. Making more statements. All right, fans, thank you for joining us here at the State of Pro Wrestling Podcast.
We'll see you next week, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, here, blogtalkradio.com/opentalkradio. The State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. Good night. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Oh, man, that Walter versus Ciampa. Woo, hopefully we get that WrestleMania week. We might have to go to Tampa to see Walter versus Ciampa. The wrestling fans stand up.